This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Mauritius from today. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that this is the first visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi since 2015. He said that India's relation with Mauritius is rooted with a shared history, culture and very strong and robust people-to-people ties that goes back several centuries. Mr. Misri said that the Mauritius is one of India's key partners in this Indian Ocean and the close maritime neighbour. He said it was in the Mauritius in 2015 the Prime Minister had articulated the Vision Sagar, security and growth for all the region, which underscored India's commitment to India's Indian Ocean region. The second part of the budget session of the Parliament will begin tomorrow. The second phase of this session will continue till the 4th of April and will have 20 sittings. During this session, the discussion and the voting on the demands of the grants for the year 2025-26 and the related appropriation bill will take place. Besides the several legislations, including the Banking Laws Amendment Bill, the Coastal Shipping Bill, 2024 Tribhuvan Sahkari University Bill, and the Immigration and the Foreign Bill, 2025, and the Railways Bill will be taken up for the discussion and passage. India has significantly reduced its average applied tariffs for the key developed countries like Australia, the UAE, the Switzerland, Norway, under the recent concluded mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreements. Sources indicate that the similar negotiations are currently underway with the European Union and the United Kingdom, among other partners. They added that the ongoing discussions with the United States will be viewed in this context. In February this year, India and US agreed to negotiate the first tranche of the mutually beneficial multi-sector bilateral trade agreement by the fall of 2025. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the US President Donald Trump agreed to designate the senior representatives to advance these negotiations. Accordingly, an Indian delegation led by the Commerce and Industry Minister visited Washington this week and met with the US Commerce Secretary, the US Trade Representatives and their teams. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India looks at the world confidently and wants to deal more in terms of promoting trade, mobility, investment, tourism and the student engagements. Dr. Jaishankar said that during this interaction with the Indian community and the business leaders in Manchester, UK yesterday, the minister said that the India-UK relationship has immense potential to grow and deepen. The Union Minister of Railways and Information and Broadcasting, Electronic and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnaw, today stated that the era of the new industrial knowledge revolution, particularly in the rise of AI, India will emerge not only a service sector nation but a major technology creator. He was speaking in a program organized by a private media house in Mumbai. The Ministry of Labour and Employment has urged the platform workers to register themselves at the eShram portal for the former recognition and to access the benefits of the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. The ABPMJ health scheme provides the coverage of 5 lakh rupees per family per year for secondary and tertiary care hospitalization across more than 31,000 public and private impaneled hospitals in the country. Dubai is buzzing with anticipation as India and New Zealand will face each other in the ICC Men's Champions Trophy 2025 final at Dubai this afternoon. The title clash promises a high-stake contest with India's powerful batting facing off against New Zealand's experienced bowling attack. Earlier this tournament, India secured a decisive 44-run victory over New Zealand in the group stage a week prior. And that is the end of this news bulletin.